Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
A couple of seasons of not very good football. At the end of the Mac Jones era, they saw some Bailey Zappi, and now they've got Drake May and Mike Vrabel, and they're 8-2, and they're leading the division once more. Some cities are just lucky, man.
Yep, this is not cool with me. They deserve, just by what they achieved, probably, I'd say, I mean, just being kind, I'd say 75 years of barren cold darkness in all sports. But they're not going to get it. They'll be right back, and little Jimmy from South, he's going to go to like his 20th parade in the next couple of years.
Looking at Coach of the Year going into tonight, where Vrabel is one of the top two odds getters right now with Shane Steichen. Who would be your favorite at this moment to win that award? Vrabel has the Patriots at 8-2, but Steichen has the Colts as maybe the biggest surprise in the league when you take schedule into account.
Yeah, for me, it's Vrabel, just given how horrendous that program was before he arrived, right? I mean, that's kind of my Coach of the Year barometer. The Colts weren't atrocious. They weren't good. I'm not telling you they were, you know, kings of anything, but they were hovering right around 500 each of the last couple of seasons. Tells you that there was something there. There was a good mold of clay. When Vrabel walked into that room in New England, it was a barren wasteland of nothingness, and they might be the one seed in the AFC.
They had blown out a head coach after a season, Albeit one in Mayo, who probably shouldn't have never been hired, as we found out as the year went on last year. But Vrabel's plus 120, a little better than even money odds, and then Steichen's plus 145.
Both deserving, by the way.
Absolutely, and they're head and shoulders the favorites above everybody else. There's only one other guy who's kind of separated himself from the rest of the pack. There's like three tiers. It's Vrabel and Steichen together. Then the second tier is Mike McDonald by himself, who is the head coach in year two now in Seattle. He interviewed for this job with Washington when Dan Quinn got the job. He went out to Seattle, accepted the Seahawks gig, and is a 4-1 favorite to be coach of the year. I think they're the best team, most complete team in the NFL right now. He is a defensive-minded guy. He's got their defense playing brilliantly. They were a top 10 unit second half of last season. They've carried that over. And he brought in Clint Kubiak as his coordinator, who has done an incredible job with Sam Darnold, with Jackson Smith in Jigba. I'm excited to see how the rest of the year goes for them. Then it's everybody else, led by Ben Johnson, Sean McVay, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, all in the 25-30-1 range. But basically right now, you'd have to say it's a three-horse race between Vrabel, Steichen, and Mike McDonald.
I think this is not very high profile or excellent analysis here, but the finish is going to matter a lot. The last taste in people's mouths, I think, is kind of the thing that ends up governing it. So if Indianapolis kind of stumbles as they have each of the last couple of weeks, I mean, they're 1-1, but they didn't look right against Atlanta. If they kind of come back to the pack a little bit, still winning that division, probably. They got a 2.5 game lead over Jacksonville. Houston's, you know, on the rise, winning a little bit more lately, but Indianapolis head and shoulders above them. And the Patriots finish with their easy schedule, making this up 13-4.
Yeah.
I think it ends up going to Vrabel. But if, you know, you win that buzzsaw of a division in the NFC West, if the Patriots stumble a couple times down the stretch and McDonald and company win against San Francisco and they beat out the Rams, for which would end up putting them in probably maybe the 2 seed overall, you'd go, there's some consideration there. But to me, Vrabel should be the favorite.
Right now, this moment, I would, if I had a vote, I would vote for Shane Steichen, actually. And my logic is, coming into the year, he was on the hot seat and expected to be fired. Think about that. I don't think anybody thought Mike Vrabel, who was entering his first season, was going to have New England at this record. But they were favored to win 11 games and look ahead lines. So just basically par the golf course and win the games you're supposed to. You're a 10-ish, 11-ish win team, which is still where this thing could end. They're on pace to do better than that. But the Colts were supposed to finish, depends on where you're looking, but for a lot of people, third or fourth. Like, let's not forget that there was a competition between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones this spring, and people crushed Shane Steichen when he named Daniel Jones the quarterback, lest we forget. And that the point was that the clock had started, that he's going to get fired, and that Daniel Jones would be the biggest reason why. Jones, no longer necessarily an MVP candidate after the last couple of weeks with turnovers, but has played at a very high level, has been one of the top 7 or so starting quarterbacks in the NFL. They've got the number one rusher in the NFL. And talking to Logan on Take Command, his favorite offenses to watch this year in terms of scheme and play calling, on a very, very short list, he's got the Colts and Steichen. He's been that good offensively. As a guy, remember, who got the Eagles to the Super Bowl as their play caller before he left, and they took a step back for a season prior to last year. So I would go with Steichen as my coach of the year. Second on my ballot would probably be Mike McDonald, honestly. Mm. I just think what they're doing is incredible. And I think their defense is awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And he's the reason why. I'm not trying to take away from Vrabel, but it's the same thing I kind of say with May when it comes to the MVP right now. I think schedule and competition has a lot to do with what's going on. So when you get a chance to beat Buffalo, you do it. When you get a chance to beat Tampa Bay, you do it. Then at some point, I just got to give you more respect. I don't even think it's disrespectful to say I've got you narrowly third out of a three-horse race right now.
And
you're Vrabel.
I know it comes across for me as Vrabel bias because I'm a huge fan
of
his.
That's your guy.
But I'm putting that aside for a second. 2 years ago, New England had a similar schedule like they do this year, and they went 4-13 and got outscored by 70 points over 2 weeks.
Well, they didn't have a quarterback.
Well, I know they did. They had an unproven guy that had some potential this year. When you tie your previous 2 years' combined win totals, because you were a joke in the wake of Bill Belichick and his terrible management since Tom Brady left, that program was a disaster. They were an embarrassment. They were a punchline. Looked like they were in store for a nuclear winter. And here he comes, correcting everything, still under-talented in a lot of places, with a defense that's top 10, an offense that's 8th in points. Yes, a quarterback certainly helps that, but they couldn't have taken advantage of an easy schedule under previous guys. End of Bill Belichick and during Mayo last year. To me, that's what I look at. When D'Amico Ryans goes to a ridiculous, terrible clown shoe of an organization that has fired coaches and is turning through guys and can't figure out which way is up, and they win double-digit games and go to the playoffs, coach of the year. Like, to me, that's what I care about. Like, when you take a joke and turn him into a juggernaut, that's my criteria. Doesn't take away from the job that Steichen has done. I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
They're awesome to watch. The Colts. Remember the Colts? The team that frustrates you, that's like, God, you're perpetually 8-9. I'm so bored by you. They're a blast to watch. Seattle's, I'm with you. They may be the most complete team in the league. They're a Darnold holding the fort away from being a Super Bowl contender. But to me, the Patriots' turnaround is the story to me. But it's eye of the beholder.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.